The raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon.
Well, we've got our conservation conversation going on here. We haven't had one for a while here. We've got Mitch Anderson from the Black Barrel Yellowbank Watershed District. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Been a while.
I was just going to say, like you said, it's been a while since I've been on here.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since a lot of stuff's happened, actually, the way it's going these days.
True.
So.
True. Very true.
So how things been going with you since the last we spoke?
Good.
Good.
Staying busy. It's been, this year so far has been quite a bit better for weather and, you know, drainage and the watershed in general.
So. Yeah, so we're not underwater anywhere this year anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, it got a little bit dry for a little bit here. Yeah.
Got that nice 1-inch rain or something here not too long ago.
That was perfect.
Made everybody a little
maybe
bit.
A little more even wouldn't hurt.
But. Yeah, it's good news. I finally got a rain gauge up again, so we're good. We're waiting. So, well, what's on the topic, the subject there today? We're going to talk about grants a little bit here, I think, right?
Yeah, so we have what's called a RAPS grant, and that stands for Watershed Restoration and Protection Strategies. And I've been on here talking about that with you before, and Mary Homan before me. So what it is Restoration and Protection Strategies for the Watershed, it's called. And it'll be used for future water planning as well as some... and. So I just wanted to give a little summary of that grant as we're finishing it up and how it'll be used, and then just give a summary of some of the public events that we've had with that, some of the highlights. So how it started in 2015 and 16, the watershed was monitored. And so Mary did a lot of that water monitoring and sampling. So that was to get an assessment of the chemical and biological health of the streams in the watershed.
Yeah, remember, that was Mary's big thing there, was really getting people out there and getting a lot of sampling done.
Yeah, and if anyone's still interested, there's always opportunities for citizen monitoring. So let me know if you're interested. And then in 2017, some additional monitoring was completed to help determine different stressors that might be influencing the impairments that we see in the watershed. The assessment report of the watershed and the stressor identification report, those are both posted online on the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency website if anyone is interested. If you can't find it, just reach out to me and I can get a link to you. And then since then, local partners have been using those results along with landowner input to identify and develop priorities and the strategies that will best help protect and restore water. Our draft report of our RAPS strategies document has been developed, and it's currently under internal review with the Pollution Control Agency and the EPA. And I'd expect, hopefully this fall, earlier than later, it should be open for public comment too.
Okay.
So, and then going forward, the strategies will help guide and influence water planning and utilization of funding for implementing projects. Local partners in the watershed have recently submitted an application for a One Watershed, One Plan, it's called. It's kind of the state's direction now for water planning is instead of going every county for a water plan, it's kind of based on watershed where water flows, and they call it One Watershed, One Plan. So
makes sense, I guess.
If you hear that acronym, that's what the state's leaning to now. But some of the fun parts of the RAPS I wanted to highlight, and some of the fun stuff we did with the grant. That was a nice thing that Mary built into our RAPS grant work plan, was a lot of public engagement events. And so in 2017, we installed some rain barrels in the watershed.
Yeah, I remember that,
Yep, we got one at Hilltop Residence in town here. And I went and did one with students at St. Peter's in Canby, and then another one at the students in Hendricks, Minnesota. We also held a family fun evening at Stonehill Park outside of Canby, It included water games and activities, minnow racing, aquatic robots, an education station, prizes, and grilled hot dogs. So it was a very fun night for that. Last year, I did a water sampling and assessment demonstration day with Dawson Boyd sophomore biology students. And the students were given an overview of kind of the current status and health of the watershed, aquatic invasive species that might be found in the watershed, and kind of the process of how we monitor and assess the watershed.
And we do it on aquatic invasive species down in our area. Do we have a problem with that?
You know what, the expert on that, is, I would contact Ryan Chicker from the SWC office.
Okay.
She
yeah, we've
be able
Ryan
to tell you way
ago.
More than I could on
Let's
that
Let's get
one.
Her back on here one of these days, and I'll ask the question.
Yeah, this might be the...
Or the inspiration the, that she needs.
Yep, she'll be here next week. Maybe.
All right.
We'll see. But during that event, it was really fun because we had some biologists from the Pollution Control Agency come out, and they gave a live fish shocking demo for the students. And so it was, you know, you get an event like that with students, and are they interested, are they not? But that...
Because I thought that was pretty
that
cool.
That fish shocking, you
Is
could tell.
Is that where you just zap the water and then the fish all kind of rise to the top there?
Yeah,
so
yep.
That's illegal.
Well, no, it wasn't like
that's
that.
That's illegal
it
for
was,
your average
they
guy.
They kind of walk through the stream,
okay.
And there's a current going through, and as the fish are stunned a little bit, they scoop them up with nets.
Okay.
So. And then at the end, they had we had samples of macroinvertebrates, the bugs in the rivers, and then also some fish samples that we collected that day, so... It was fun. The students, I think, enjoyed it, and their teacher asked, when are we going to do it next year, you know, so
good.
It was good to see them share an interest and, you know, ask questions and start asking, oh, how can we do this someday, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's more interesting when you get people actually hands-on rather than just telling them about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, so. Yeah. I was pretty excited when I was got the word that the biologists were going to come out and do that, so... Let's see. And then, of course, the last events that we've done, I think everyone knows that we do an annual canoe trip.
Yep.
And so I wanted to...
Is enough water this year? Probably. But
well,
for
the
enough.
Water, we might have been able to pull one off, unfortunately, because of the pandemic
suppose,
that's been going on. It just wasn't feasible for us to do this year.
Right.
At least this June, but
so you have to go out and do a little canoeing on your own, maybe. If
I'm
you
still hoping. I've got my fingers crossed and hope that we can maybe pull a fall canoe trip off this year.
Okay.
But that's all going to depend on the pandemic situation
right.
when it comes that time, and as well as the water levels, like you said.
Right.
A lot of times in the fall, the water's too low and too slow for us to do that, but...
Right. If you want to just go out and look at it yourself and canoe alone, I mean, that's
absolutely.
That'd be a good pastime.
Yeah, I encourage that.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, actually the water was getting almost to the point in a few spots where it was probably too low to almost do this June. So we'll see. I'm not promising anything this fall, but it all depends on the weather. And if the water's flowing, we'll try to give it a go. But
all right. Well, we'll keep them updated.
Yep. I will definitely email everyone. It'll be on Facebook, on our website. It'll
all right.
be on the radio. So people will know about it if we do it. So.
Black Barrel Yellowbank Watershed, got your own Facebook page?
We do.
Okay.
We don't have a ton of followers, so if you want to get on there and give
Start
it a
clicking.
Like.
Yeah, be great.
Yep.
All right.
So that's kind of my update for today, Maynard.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot going on there. And see, one of the other things I think was you were working on, I remember Mary always worked on, was taking some photographs for a calendar. Is that going to be going on this year? Or,
We will have our photo contest
okay.
again. Yep. And I usually kind of send out the request for photos in September, October timeframe.
Okay.
So I can get the camera or the calendars made in November and get them out before Christmas time. And
All right.
And one thing with that, if people have photos of the watershed, the problem is I get a bunch of summer photos and everything. I need winter photos. I'm always
okay.
short on those. So save the ones that you've taken over the last year.
No matter what, no what season it is, fall, winter,
right.
spring,
anything. So I use them to make a calendar. So
okay. Yeah, I got in there one year. I took one out with my cell phone. It was just out. I was out walking the dog out of
save them and send them to me.
Blackfarrow State Park out there. Yeah.
And there's prizes usually for a photo contest, so you
I don't think
know.
Mine was that good, but I did get on the calendar. So I was shooting for first place, but you know, I'll settle for runner up, you know, better than nothing.
Well, I try to at least whether you win the photo contest or not, I try to put you in the calendar somewhere. If you submit a photo, so.
Yep, now it's kind of a fun project.
Right.
So, all right. Well, good enough. And if anybody has any questions, how can they find you, Mitch?
Up in the courthouse in Madison here. Go on the main level, the north, what would it be?
Yep, they're in the environmental office, right?
Well, you know, it's kind of rearranged, actually, since we've been back up there. So the environmental office is now down on the opposite end of the hallway.
Oh, is that right? I haven't been up there lately since the courthouse
been
closed.
Come and check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Take a look around and see what's going on up there. You used to be sitting right by the... You were the greeter when you came in the back door.
Yeah, I switched a couple times since
then.
Yeah,
I've been over there.
No, I'm...
All right. And, of course, courthouse is open now.
If you want to come up and see us, the courthouse is open. You just have to come in through the east door. It's the only one open, and then you'll get screened and told where to go.
Okay. So, and if you,
if you want to email or call,
like I say, that's
320-598-3319, you can...
3319. Okay. That's still a preferred way to do it if you can do it by email or...
Right. Yeah, we don't necessarily want a ton of traffic coming in yet, but...
What's the email address up there?
My email is mitch.enderson@lqpco.com.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Mitch, good having you back on the air again here.
Appreciate you having me, Maynard.
Don't be a stranger. We'll get you back on and... anybody else you want to send over?
Well, it sounds like Ryan's already
been committed, I think, to talk about invasive aquatic species there. So,
right.
All right. Well, very good. Appreciate it. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Maynard.
Mitch Anderson from the Lac Parle Yellowbank Watershed District with us here on Q92 this morning on our Conservation Conversation.